The song is titled Penelope. It's from Sorta Scarlet. The album Red Scarves are planning for a late October release. Though now based in Chicago, band member Ryan Donlan says Red Scarves has roots in Bloomington, having formed just over 5 years ago at Illinois Wesleyan University.
Robbie, our drummer, is still in his last year, but we will, fingers crossed, all be Illinois Wesleyan grads next year.
What did you study? What do the other guys study? Are y'all in the music department or in your various degrees that
no,
you're working on?
We're in various degrees. I studied music and so did the singer, Braden, and Robbie, the drummer, is studying music also. But Eric, our sax and keys player, was an art major, and our lead guitarist, Athaw, was a psychology major.
Okay. Well, hell, half the Beatles and Stones were all art majors, too, so that worked out pretty well for them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We have some precedent.
That right hook you learned from your brother, your tall tales keep you undercover. All of the boys, they have their ideas, but they couldn't be more wrong.
When you were studying at Wesleyan in music, what was it, jazz music or was it classical music? What were you studying at Wesleyan?
It was jazz and classical.
When you go to school for classical and jazz music, do you have pop in the back of your mind a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I was learning things in my classical music classes, when it came to like music theory and how music worked, I was definitely thinking about how I could apply them to, you know, songs and stuff.
Is there a way to step us through, us non-music theory guys? How does studying classical and or jazz theory help you write pop music songs?
Well, there's a lot of moving, well, not a lot, but there's like five or six moving parts in a rock band as far as like instruments go. We're all playing different things. And I think studying classical music and just music theory in general helps you have an understanding of how you can get those parts to work together in the best possible way. And like just form convincing, you know, chord changes and melodies and just get everything to flow just right.
When I stared in.
Is it helpful to have a background in classical jazz theory to be able to write good pop songs, or can anybody do it?
I think anyone can do it. I think it's helpful if you want to write a certain kind of pop song. I think it's helped me write the kinds of songs that I want to write, but I definitely don't think it's necessary to be able to write great songs.
Are you the principal songwriter in the band, or do you guys collaborate?
No, I'm not. The guy who's singing most of the songs, Braden Poole, writes most of the songs, and then Athaw, the lead guitarist, writes, I think he wrote three or four for the album, and I wrote one, and the drummer wrote one as well.
Can't seem to hold on.
This is another song from the Sorta Scarlet album by Red Scarves. It's yet another catchy pop number titled Waiting on the Day. And though they're firmly planted in pop music, Ryan Donlan says the band originated from an interest in a different kind of music.
It started as like a folk rock band, kind of, that formed from a mutual interest in the music of Bob Dylan with Athaw and Brady and some other people, Jonas Whiteman and Alan Rushen, who aren't in the band anymore. Eventually, they started being interested in different kinds of music, more like rock kind of stuff. And there were some lineup changes, and I joined the band 3 years ago along with the drummer and sax and keys player, Robbie and Eric. And then we started writing music together. And that eventually became the EP and the album.
Okay. Well, there's five guys in the band. Is it hard to get everybody together to on the same page as far as what you want to play and you know, the writing of the songs themselves?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. But we're all pretty open to the ideas of everybody else, and it's a completely open and collaborative process. And if someone has an idea, we'll try it. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, we're quick to let everybody know.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Ryan Donlan from Red Scarves. We're talking about the band's upcoming release, Sorta Scarlet. Make Up Your Mind is another song on the album with an interesting mix of instruments. It opens with a Rickenbacker hollow body guitar played by Braden Poole, followed by Eric Novak on a Rhodes keyboard.
Yeah, it's definitely the fastest one on the album. The only one like in a minor key, so it sounds a little more menacing than the other songs on the album. It's a lot of our mom's favorite song
okay.
that we've written. We all wrote our respective parts for it. It was a collaborative process, as most of our songs are.
The band itself, the Red Scarves, certainly has a huge 1960s influence. I hear that. To hear someone your age that, is really into 1960s music and even kind of sounds that way now, I think it's a really interesting how things are going backwards, where people today, whether it's the rock of maybe even like the heavier rock, like Cream and Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, to, you guys are going back to more Beatles stuff and more of the pop stuff. I think it's really interesting how the younger people are going back to the 1960s and maybe 1970s to play new music today.
Yeah, I think that is definitely true and interesting. And I think in music, there have been like waves of like complication and simplification, where like bands will have more complicated chord progressions and melodies and structures and stuff. And then a group of bands will come, or like a general cultural shift will happen where things will simplify. Like, punk was simplification. And I think that now people are looking back to the 60s because that was like a complication. People were writing more complicated jazz inspired kind of songs. And I think that our songwriting style is like just a throwback to that jazz tinged pop world, because we're all really into those jazz chords and stuff.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, you're playing the Roadhouse in Bloomington. Where's the Roadhouse?
I was actually told by the owner of the house not to give the exact location, but you can definitely look on Facebook for the event and see the bands that are playing. And if you reach out to the bands, we can give you the exact location.
So it's another house show, basically.
Yeah.
Ah, got it. Okay. Ryan Donlan of the Red Scarves, congratulations on the upcoming album. I know a lot of folks looking forward to seeing you in Bloomington this weekend. Thank you for your time, and nice job on a new album. This sounds great.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for talking with me.